We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Releasing angels. Now, we've talked about the fact that Abraham released an angel in his behalf. And we found that Elisha released an angel, not only an angel, he released a multitude of angels by his words when he said there's more with us than there is with them. Now, in all of these instances that we're going to be talking about, almost on every occasion, if not every occasion, that you found the deliverance of an angel there to deliver them, there was something spoken in faith. Now, it's very significant that we realize that there's no angels that delivered people that I can find in the Bible where they were operating in fear. So faith pleases God. Faith pleases angels. Unbelief displeases God. And I'm sure from what the Scriptures say, it provokes angels. So as we got over into the book of Hebrews, we found that he said, if you harden not your hearts, as in the days of provocation, when they provoked him in the wilderness. Now, see, there's always some people that are saying, yes, but you see, the children of Israel, God led them into that wilderness experience, and he's leading me into a wilderness experience. Now, let me tell you something. You better check up on the wilderness experience that people tell you that you ought to have. And those valley experiences, there's always somebody that'll say, yes, I know there's mountaintop experiences, but down in the valley is where the flowers grow. Well, they may grow there, but I'll tell you, there's rattlesnakes and water moccasins down there, too. I'll tell you what, you need to get a hold of God's Word and learn to walk on a higher plane. We don't have to have all the valleys and the troubles and problems and the wilderness experiences in life. It was not God's will for the children of Israel to spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness. It was their unbelief that kept them there that long. There's some people that'll say, yes, but you see, the wilderness experience will make you stronger. You better check up on the children of Israel. It didn't make them stronger. It killed them. Killed all of them from 20 years old and upward. It was a curse. It was not a blessing. So what we need to realize is the fact that even though God dispatched an angel, a special angel, the angel of the Lord, to keep those people in the way and lead them to the place that God had prepared, that many of them never made it. They didn't make it because they would not cooperate with the angel. Now, when you say, well, how do I cooperate with an angel? You voice and walk in agreement with the Word of God. Because anything that is contrary to the Word of God is subject to provoking an angel. It'll provoke God, it'll provoke an angel. But yet, what we're talking about here, and specifically right now, is releasing angels. Now, let's take a look at some things. We found that Elisha released angels in his behalf. He said, there's more with us than there is with them. We found that Jesus said, don't take thought by saying, what are we going to do in a certain situation? In other words, we should voice what God said about it. We should know what to do in a situation because God's Word should well up within us. And if nothing else, we could say, well, he's given his angels charge over me. Thank God I have the wisdom of God. I have the mind of Christ. I have the direction of the Holy Spirit. For you see, the Bible did say, Jesus said to the disciples before he left this earth, he said, I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. But he said, the Spirit of truth, when he is come, he will teach you all things, and he will guide you into all truths, and he will teach you things to come. So we have the Holy Spirit as our teacher and our guide. Now, Elisha released angels, but sometimes you find people that call their angels off the job. Instead of releasing them, they bound them. Now, Jesus himself said that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose there. You have the power to bind and loose. It's here on earth. And it's all connected to the law of faith. Man will have whatsoever he saith if he believe and doubt not in his heart. If he believes what he says will come to pass, then eventually he will have whatsoever he saith. because faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Whether you're hearing the devil or whether you're hearing God, you're going to have faith if you keep hearing it. Now, you need to get a hold of that, because there's an opposite end to every truth. And I think we ought to just talk about that for a little bit here before we get into these other scriptures. So many people destroy their faith because they're always quoting what the devil said. Now, that'll provoke an angel. It won't release angels. Angels are released, and you get an audience with angels, as we found in Luke the 12th chapter, is when we speak in agreement with the Word of God or confess Jesus or the Word, which Jesus is the Word, before men. When we say what God said, we get an audience with angels. The angels are listening, and they will get involved in the things that you say. Actually, your words are assignments for angels if it is in agreement with the Word of God. Now, as we go through the Scriptures, we'll point this out in some of the things that we're talking about. So, for instance, some of the things that we have said, and some of you parents, you've said this, and I know, I think my mother told me this when we were small. You play in the road, and you're going to get run over. Well, now, you know, you can sit there and pray the prayer of protection. It can sound like it's in faith. Lord, watch over my children, protect them, keep them, don't let any harm come to them. And I believe that the angels have charge over them, keep them in all the ways and all of this. Then turn around and tell the child, now if you play in the street, you'll get run over by a car. Yeah, and I know why some of you are embarrassed about this too. Because we've all said it. We've all done that. Well, I tell you, you're subject to provoking an angel. We need to find some other way to tell our children to not play in the street rather than prophesying to them that they're going to get run over by a car. For one thing, it'll produce fear in them. And that fear, as Job proved very vividly in the Old Testament there, in the book of Job, that the thing you feared will come upon you. He was highly developed in fear. You can get your children highly developed in fear. And there's occasions that they're going to run in the street for something. But we shouldn't prophesy that they'll get run over. Because you see, your angel's standing there listening to what you're saying. It doesn't matter to him how they go to heaven. But you see, you need to realize that your words are either assigning are calling angels off of assignment. And we need to be careful about some things. Now, I want to read you scripture here. Now, I know there's a lot of people say, well, Brother Capps, you're just too strong on the words that you say. You just make this thing so strong that it just puts me in bondage. Amen. You don't know what bondage is till you don't watch your words. Then you're going to really find out what bondage is. Let me read you something that Jesus said. In fact, I'm going to read several things that Jesus said. Matthew chapter 12, I want you to read that in your own Bible. Get it open there to Matthew, the 12th chapter, and let's read from verse 34. Jesus is speaking. In fact, let's back up to verse 33. Jesus says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Now, this will tell you something about some things that are coming out of your mouth. Now, I don't believe that he's necessarily saying that the only people that say these evil things is people that are evil and wicked. I believe Christians can have evil things in their heart, things that are contrary to the Word of God especially. And he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Now, those things are abundantly in there if they're coming out. So, it's a matter of us renewing our mind to the Word of God. Now, notice verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure, or a good deposit, the Greek says deposit of his heart, bringeth forth good things. But an evil man out of the evil deposit of his heart bringeth forth evil things. Now, it depends on what's in there. Then verse 36, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, we're going to give account of every idle word that we speak. Now, someone said, well, I just say that, and I really didn't know any better. Well, the Bible tells us better. I don't know how we're going to plead ignorance and get by with it when we get to heaven. And I know one thing from what the Scripture said about these angels, that they won't forgive you. They won't let you off just because you didn't know not to say some things. I was teaching on this subject and talking about this, and had somebody write me a letter and say, "Now, Brother Capps, I thought the angels were our friends. And the way you've put it, it seemed like they're against us." Oh, no. No, they're not against us. But I'm just trying to get you to the point where you realize how important it is to get your mouth lined up with the Word of God, where angels are concerned. Because words you speak can definitely call the angels off the scene. Whatever you bind will be bound. You know, you pray protection over your child, that the angels will watch over him, then turn around and prophesy to him that he'll get run over in the street. Now, your saying will undo your praying, and it'll call the angels off the job. Certainly, the angels will protect you, and they'll protect your children. The Bible said, Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, forbid them not." He said, "Even their angel beholds the face of the Father." Every person has guardian angels. From what Jesus said, they're assigned to you when you're a child. Now, just because you grew up doesn't mean you've lost your angel. He's still there.
I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Trust you've been blessed as we've taught on the subject of angels. This is the last day for the CD offer number 7404, entitled, "Where Satan Gets His Power." Four CDs for $29 plus $5 postage and handling, a total of $34. This will give you insight into why the devil has had power over you. It's not because God gave him authority or power over you. It's because most of the time you are giving him the power that he has over you. Through your voice, through your lips. Have you ever heard somebody say some of it? You said it yourself. "Well, I believe I'm going to be sick." Well, whatever you believe, it's going to happen, because Jesus said, "As you have believed, so be it done unto you." But you see, Jesus said, "Say to the mountain," to the problem area, "Be removed, be cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, believe what he's saying, will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Well, he wants you to say what you want to happen based on the authority of the Word of God. So get the Word of God in your mouth. Proclaim what God said. That's what Jesus did. That's how he overcame the devil in all of his temptation. He said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." He wouldn't talk about anything except what was wrote in the Word of God. And that's what you need to do, is get God's Word in your mouth and proclaim, "There is abundance and no lack. My God has met my need. Thank God I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus." Don't talk about what the devil's doing. Oh, sure, he's trying to stir up troubles and start problems here and there. Just get in the Word of God and say what God said, regardless of what you're going through, and you will overcome that situation. That's 7404, entitled, "Where Satan Gets His Power." Four CDs for $29 plus $5 postage and handling, a total of $34. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.